Mark
chapter 7. Then came together unto him the Pharisees, and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees, and all the Jews, except they wash their hands often, do not eat, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they do not eat. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as such as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" He answered and said to them, "Well has Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of Yahweh, you hold the tradition of men, such as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things that you do.' And he said to them, 'Full well you reject the commandment of Yahweh, that you might keep your own tradition. For Moses said, "Honor your father and your mother, and whoso curses father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, "It is Corban," that is to say, a gift by whatsoever you might be profited by me, he shall be free. And you suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of Yahweh of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do you do." And when he had called all the people to him, he said to them, "Listen to me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from outside of a man that enters into him that can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said to them, "Are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from outside enters into the man, it cannot defile him, because it enters not into his heart, but into the belly, and goes out into the draught, purging all foods?" And he said, "That which comes out of the man, that defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." And from there he arose and went to the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know of it. But he could not be hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Yeshua said to her, "Let the children first be filled, for it is not right to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." She answered and said to him, "Yes, master, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs." He said to her, "For this saying, go your way, the devil is gone out of your daughter." And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, he came to the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit, and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak." End of chapter.